This is a podcast by the Business Times.
The Straits Times Index opened the trading week on Monday, falling 0.2% or 6.88 points to 3,091 points. The Japanese yen hit a fresh 24-year low against the dollar, while Asian stocks slipped in volatile trade on Wednesday. In Asia, gold slid as the US dollar firmed at the midweek. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell gave his most explicit acknowledgement to date that steep interest rate hikes could tip the US economy into recession. And Asia started Friday mixed, with Singapore stocks opening higher following US equities rally overnight. It's Friday, the 24th of June. Welcome to Market Focus, a weekly look at market drivers and movements from the Business Times. I'm correspondent Howie Lim. Equities struggled across Asia in the midweek after a brief respite from last week's painful rout across world markets earlier in the week. Recession fears continue to build, though, as central banks hike interest rates to combat decades-high inflation. Asia, Wall Street, and Europe all enjoyed healthy gains on Tuesday, but analysts warn the downbeat mood on trading floors means the selling is unlikely to end anytime soon. Fears about a global contraction have also put downward pressure on oil prices, despite China's reopening moves, the U.S. holiday driving season, and tight supplies. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, testifying before the Senate Banking Committee during congressional hearings this week, said that officials anticipate ongoing rate increases will be appropriate to cool the hottest price pressures in the U.S. in 40 years. Interestingly, Wall Street's reaction to these comments were tepid. In Singapore, stocks were up in early trade on Thursday, with all three Singapore banks seeing positive gains at the opening bell, disregarding the modest losses on Wall Street the previous day. Friday sees another day with the Straits Times Index mildly gaining ground, up 0.4% or 13.21 points to 3,106 points at the open. The trio of local lenders, however, were mixed in early trade, with only OCBC in the green this morning. Here's Anita Gabriel, senior correspondent from the Business Times News Desk, to take us deeper into it.
Without a doubt, the financial market's pain points this week were the dreaded R word, recession, and the drumbeat of inflation. These came to a head midweek following U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's remarks to lawmakers that managing a soft landing would be very challenging and that recession is certainly a possibility. His remarks were not particularly eye-opening, as the markets have been ruminating on these stresses for months since Russia's invasion of Ukraine upended the global supply chain and sent food and energy prices soaring. But it was deemed the most explicit hint so far of a recession by no less the world's most powerful central banker, which proved enough to cause some panic. Recession fears in the world's largest economy, the US, have heightened following a slew of weak economic data. Following a long holiday weekend, U.S. equity gauges rallied on Tuesday but fell modestly in choppy trading on Wednesday after Powell vowed to combat inflation but didn't rule out a recession. Overnight Thursday, Wall Street stocks closed higher, although caution remained thick in the air. It proved to be an equally choppy trading week for Asia-Pacific equities after last week's rout. The region's broad gauge, the MSCI Asia-Pacific Index, sank to a two-year low on Monday. It is up 0.6% this morning as key gauges across the region rise, led by last night's rally in Wall Street. Global growth concerns, tightening financial conditions, and rising cost pressures remain the market's bugbears.
However, the STI has not escaped market jitters and inflationary concerns. Lionel Lin, Director of Research at SGX Securities, provides some context.
The STI gained around 0.5% for the past five sessions ending 23rd of June. Within that period, there were three sessions of gains and two sessions of declines. This compares with the broader Asia-Pacific benchmark, which had seen a flattish performance in the same period. The STI is now just slightly above the 3,100 levels.
So who were some of the week's star performers and laggards?
Looking at some of the notable outperformers for the week to date, filtered by companies with a market cap of at least 300 million Sing dollars, Chip Eng Sing, property and construction player, gained about 6.4%. In late May, the company announced its subsidiary was awarded a 173.5 million contract by the HDB for building works in Hougang. Silver Lake Axis, IT and fintech services provider, was up by about 5.6%. Sembcorp Industries gained about 5.1% for the week. The company, through its subsidiary, was chosen by the Energy Market Authority to build a 200-megawatt energy storage system on Jurong Island. The week's most notable laggards were commodities players, where you see coal miner Golden Energy declining by about 11.9% and crude oil play Rex International, which declined by 6.5%. The Hourglass declined by about 5% to round off the top three laggards for the week.
Singapore's key Straits Times Index began the week flat on Monday, in stark contrast to the losses in Japan, South Korea and Australia. The week saw the Japanese yen sink to a 24-year low against the US dollar, following the Bank of Japan's remarks that it would maintain its ultra-easy monetary policy, a breakaway from the tightening stance by its global counterparts. Its equity benchmark, the Nikkei 225, is up about 0.8% so far this week, amid signs that economic activities have picked up since COVID-19 curbs were eased, although recession fears linger. South Korea and Taipei suffered a drubbing again this week, with the key gauges having lost 5% and 3% respectively as of Thursday. Selling pressure seemed unabated in Malaysia's stock market, with the key index retreating to a two-year low midweek. It's marginally down for the week. Australia's key index has gained ground since it fell to about a 21-month low on Monday and is up 0.8% for the week so far. China's Shanghai Composite closed higher on Thursday. Chinese stocks have displayed resilience amid this month's global sell-off, owing to the country's loose monetary policy and easing of some pandemic restrictions. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index has also gained this week, with analysts citing corporate earnings recovery as a result of policy stimulus and receding COVID-19 wave in China as upside factors. It's been a big week for central banks as they wrestle with the growth inflation conundrum. The key takeaway is that policymakers remain resolute about taming inflation, which are at multi-decade highs. The tightening monetary conditions will likely induce a global slowdown, a rather unfortunate reversal to the upbeat rebound narrative that the year began with, as businesses and borders reopen after much of the world lifted their pandemic-led curbs.
Still to come, notable news both locally and internationally for investors to pass through this week and will likely carry through into their investing considerations next week.
Find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via the Google Voice Assistant and Amazon Alexa-enabled devices. And now back to our podcast episode.
Singapore's headline inflation, or CPI, reached 5.6% in May, up from 5.4% in April, slightly ahead of expectations, and is now at the highest level since late 2011. Core inflation, excluding private transport and accommodation costs, grew to 3.6% in May on the back of higher rental rates and petrol costs. Some other news this week points to potential upside. Here's Lionel from the SGX with more.
The International Air Transport Association, in its update, stated that the industry's net loss this year should narrow versus last year, and it believes it should turn profitable as early as next year on the back of a strong rebound in air travel. URA data showed private developers in Singapore sold 1,356 private residential units, excluding executive condominiums, in May. This is more than double that of the month of April, up 51.5% year-on-year, and was the highest May sales since 2014. Singapore May's non-oil domestic exports, NODX, rose 12.4% year-on-year and was ahead of analyst expectations. Singapore's job vacancies hit a record high in 1Q22 as Ministry of Manpower data report showed there were 128,100 vacancies in March, and this is up from 117,100 in December. The ratio of job vacancies to unemployed people grew to 2.42. Singapore government has also announced a $1.5 billion support package to help households and businesses cope with inflation, with the funding to come from better-than-expected fiscal position in FY21. Changi Airport passenger traffic rose in May to nearly 2.5 million passengers versus 1 million passengers in April. This number is 14 times that of May 2021's number. The 5-month year-to-date numbers are now approximately at 10% of pre-pandemic levels. However, it exceeds the whole year 2021's 3.1 million.
However, despite some upbeat news, it does seem that caution should be the general mindset of investors going into next week.
A key thing to closely watch is the commodities complex. Commodities prices, including crude oil, have skyrocketed this year owing to tight market conditions as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and oil sanctions by the West. This week, the prices crashed as a slowing global economy could dent demand, while high prices may also be causing some demand destruction. As they say, the best cure for high prices is high prices. The correction implies some easing of price pressures, which markets are hoping could prompt central banks to be less aggressive in their rate hikes. This, in turn, could provide markets with some interim relief. On the Asian docket, Japan and Malaysia will release inflation data, while industrial production numbers are expected out of Singapore today. The US will release data on new home sales and a widely anticipated University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index, which had hit a record low in an early June reading. Expect caution to continue to rein markets and overall risk appetite to remain fragile.
Join us next week as we look at the possible market movements in Hong Kong as Carrie Lam makes way for John Lee. This has been Market Focus from the Business Times. I'm Howie Lim with Lionel Lin, Director of Research at SGX Securities, and Anita Gabriel from the Business Times News Desk.
That was a podcast by the Business Times. Send your feedback to podcast@sph.com.sg. Find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via the Google Voice Assistant and Amazon Alexa-enabled devices. For more podcasts by The Straits Times, The Business Times, and Money FM 89.3, you can also download the Audio by SPH app. That's AWEDIO. Do note, all analyses, opinions, recommendations, and other information in this podcast are for your general information only. You should not rely on them in making any decision. Please consult a fully qualified financial advisor or professional expert for independent advice and verification. To the fullest extent permitted by law, SPH Media shall not be liable for any loss arising from the use of or reliance on any analyses, opinions, recommendations, and other information in this podcast. SPH Media accepts no responsibility or liability whatsoever that may result or arise from the products, services, or information of any third parties.